We are beginning today's shiur in Simen Tes Vav on page Chav Zayin. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Mutter Lahatir Tzitzios Mitalas Zeh Velitnum Betalas Acher. One is permitted to take off the tzitzis from one garment and to place it on to another garment. Aval Shalol Lahanichom Bebeger Acher Lo. But to remove the tzitzis from one garment without the intent of putting it on to another garment, that would not be allowed. And the Rama writes, V'dafko betalo shel bar chayuva, this limitation of taking off the tzitzis from a beged and not having in mind to put it on anywhere else, that's specifically a case of a bar chayuva, someone who is chayiv in the mitzvah of tzitzis. Aval mutter lahatir hatzitzis mitalo shel mesim. However, a person that was nifter and he's no longer chayiv in mitzvahs, one would be able to remove the tzitzis from his garment, even without having in mind to put it on to a different garment. The Mishabura says in Sefkat and Aleph, V'litnem, Afilu mitalas chodesh letalas chodesh. Even from one new garment to another new garment, one can switch the tzitzis. V'kol shekein mitalas yoshon shemuter lahatir v'litnem mitalas chodesh. Certainly one can remove tzitzis from an old, worn-out garment to put it on a newer garment. Sherotze lelovsho ulekayim bo hamitzvah, that he now wants to use this new garment to wear and to fulfill his mitzvah. Gama filu mitalas godol talas katan, says the Mishabru, one can also remove the tzitzis from a talas to a put on a pair of tzitzis. Shetalas godol v'talas katan shavim, says the Mishabru, because a talas and a pair of tzitzis are equal, and therefore one can remove the strings from a talas to put it on his tzitzis. However, note number one points out that even though the Mishabura is saying over here that a talas gadol and talas katan have the same status, lagabe, the removing of the strings from one to the other, there are certain circumstances in which we say they are different. Namely, omnom yeshem dvarim shechalukim heim zem mizeh bedinam. There are times where a talas gadol and a talas katan have a difference in din. Mishum shetalas gadol miyuchades l'tfilah, and the reason for their difference in din is the fact that the talas gadol is designated for tfilah, like we say later on in Simen Chaf Aleph Sefkatan Yudbeis. Shemishum kach rashai lishkov im talas katan balayla aval lo im talas gadol. For that reason, one is allowed to sleep in his tzitzis at night, but one would not be allowed to sleep in a talas gadol because it is designated for tfilah. V'chein chiluk sham, and so to the Mishaburu differentiates over there as well. Shebetalas katan muter lehanes lebesak pisei. With a talas katan, one is allowed to go into the bathroom. Aval talas gadol ein nochal lehanes. However, with a talas gadol, one should not go into the bathroom as well. So even though we see there are some differences in terms of a talas gadol and talas katan, in that a talas gadol is miyukal letfila, and therefore you can't sleep in it, and you can't go to the bathroom in it, the Mishabu over here seems to feel that in terms of the levels of kedusha of changing the talas from one to the other, they are equal. Continues the Mishabu in the second wide line, Aval ein lahatir tzitzis mitalas shel gadol v'litnam betalas shel katan dechiyuvo rak mederabanan. However, one cannot remove the tzitzis from the garment of a gadol and put them on the garment of a katan, because the katan is only chayav midin chinuch, which is only midin rabbanon, and the gadol has a mitzvah daraisa. Ubeprima gadol misnistafik in mutter lahatir tzitzis mitalo shel tzemer litnum betalo shel shar minim. The prima gadol is misufik if one would be allowed to take off the tzitzis from a garment that's made out of wool and put it onto a garment that's made out of other materials, lahaposkim leelbis simentes sif aleph deshar minim hu rak madrabanan, according to the shittas that we had earlier that hold that a garment of other materials other than wool and linen are only chayim tzitzis madrabanan. The ha'artzos ha'chayim bekel bazeh. So again, even though the Mishabura said that to take it from a talus of a gadol to a talus of a katan would be aser because it's lowering it from a daraisa to a darabanan, but he brings to the prima gadol that he's mesupuk if one can remove it from a garment of wool which is chayv daraisa to put it on a garment of other materials, lafi the shitas that say they are only darabanan. There he's mesupuk, and the Artzos HaChayim says that it would be okay. The reason why we would be more makel in that case is because at least the person that's wearing the garment is a bar chayuva, even though right now he might only be mekayim his mitzvah darabanan, but he's someone who has a shayach to the daraisa. Masha'enk, in the previous case where you're removing it from a talus of a gadol to a talus of a katan, it's not just that the katan is being yotze the mitzvah derabanan, he's only shayach to the rabbanan, and therefore that will be more of a problem. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sifkaton Beis, one can remove the tzitzis from one garment and place it betalas acher. I am the prima gadam shekasav the imitsuyim lo tzitzis acherim lahasig. The prima gadam writes that if there are other tzitzis that could be found, nachon lahachmir shelo lahatir tzitziosav, it is better that one should be stringent and should not remove the tzitzis of one garment to place on another garment, in lo ba'ofen hamavur b'sifkaton gimel, if not for one of the scenarios that we will speak out right now in Sif Gimel. The beged acher lo, but not to put it on the beged acher, one should not remove the tzitzis from the first garment, says the Mishabura in Sifkaton Gimel, ki yesh iser shemavaze talashel mitzvah b'chinam. The iser is because you're disgracing a talashel mitzvah for no reason, you're not using the tzitzis, so why are you taking it off? Im lo shen nizbalo hatalos, if not for the fact that the case we would be discussing would be where the first talos was worn out and not usable, then oz mutter lahater tzitziosa b'chagavni, then no matter what, you would be allowed to remove the tzitzis because it's not usable anyway. Osha rotzel amokhru l'nachri, or you want to sell the garment to a non-Jew, olasos mihatalos beged shelo yeh dalet knafos mutter litlon, or if it's a case where you want to sell the garment to a goy, so in that case, you would be allowed to take off the tzitzis. Avol, im rotzel limkor talos Yisrael, but if you want to sell the talos to a Jew, also lika tzitziosav, it would be usher to remove the tzitzis. Avshi Yisrael hasheni yufa lahatil tzitzis ba'atzmo afilu hachi usher. Even though the second Jew can buy the four-cornered garment from you, he can put on his own tzitzis, still it is usher, similar to what we find by mezuzah, that when one Jew is leaving a house and another Jew is moving in, it is usher for the first Jew to remove the mezuzahs. He has to leave it there for the second Jew. Continues in the Mishabura, umutter lahasir hatzitzis vilases tatayim yoser noim yishum hidu mitzvah. It is permissible to remove the tzitzis from a garment if your purpose is to put in a nicer pair of tzitzis, because that would be hidur mitzvah. Okishem yishonim umesirim kedei lachatsham, or if you are removing them because they are old and you want to put in a newer pair. Okishem nifsak chul echad vilonishabo elo kedei aniva, or if one of the strings ripped and it only has a kedei aniva left, that's also grounds for removing it. The afal pi shadayin atzitzis kosher, even though as we learned already previously that if it's kedei aniva in one of the strings, it's still going to be kosher. Afal pi kein mutter lahasir v'laseis tahteha shlema, still it is permissible to change a tzitzis and put in a complete string there, which again would be an aspect of hidur mitzvah. V'da'od, then you should know further, says the Mishnah Berurah, divamokum shatzitzis heim shleimim uru'uyim li'nosin lebeged acher. In a case where you are removing a tzitzis, but they are complete and they're fit to put on another garment, la'fukim heim rak kedei aniva, to exclude a case where they only have left the kedei aniva, in which case it's kosher in the garment it was placed in originally before it got cut, but it would be forbidden to put it into another garment now. But if you have your tzitzis that are 100% fine to place in another garment, yeshman ha'achronim shekosu, there are those achronim that write, the yizohar lahatir aksharim v'akricho shalahem, that one should be careful to undo all the knots and all the wrappings, v'lo lahafsikon v'lekroa osan, not just to cut them and rip them. Kedesh lo yechal osan, you shouldn't ruin this set of strings. Ukvar amru Chazal already told us, lo yishpoch odam meboro v'acherim tzrichim lahem, a person shouldn't pour out the water from his bore when others can make use of it. Here also, even if you are upgrading to a nicer pair of tzitzis, a more mehudar pair of tzitzis, if these tzitzis are still kosher to put on another garment, one should not tear them, one should take them off in a way that they could be used by somebody else. However, v'achai odam kosov, b'mokom shekosher b'einav atircha lahatir, if it's difficult in one's eyes, the burden of having to undo all the knots and the wrappings, mutter l'natkom, it would be okay to cut them. V'ein bazem bishum paltashis, that would not be included in the isra of paltashis, kevon de'ein osa derech hashkosa ayin shom, because you're not doing it in a destructive manner, and therefore it would be okay. And the final Mishabura on the Sif, Sifkat and Dalad, Baruch Yuva, we said this limitation of not taking off the tzitzis without the purpose of placing it onto a different garment is only by Baruch Yuva, Afilu Einu Chayav Rak Mederabanan. Even if the Baruch Yuva we're discussing is only a Baruch Yuva Derabanan, still, if you don't plan on moving the tzitzis to another garment, you should not take off the tzitzis from the first garment. Continues the Mechaber in Sif Beis, Einu Yochol Likach HaKonov Kemo Shehu Imatzitzios Ulatafro Bebeged Acher. Here we're discussing a case where you have a corner of a garment of tzitzis that was ripped, and there are strings of the tzitzis still attached to that corner, and now you want to attach it to a new garment and use that as your new garment for tzitzis. The Mechaber says you cannot take this corner with the tzitzis on it already and just sew the corner onto a different garment. Mishum di al kanfe bigdeyan ba'inan, because we require the tzitzis be placed on the corners of your garment. The kanaf zeh lo hayom ibeged zeh b'shas hasiyah. This corner that you're sewing on now after the tzitzis are done was not part of the beged b'shas asiyah at the time of putting the strings in, and therefore that would be a problem of tasa v'lom ra'asui. Again, the Mechaber says you can't take a corner that fell off one garment with tzitzis on it and just attach it to a different garment, because that would be a problem of tasa v'lom ra'asui. Says the Mishabura Sivkotan Hey, Eino Yachol, I am a Magen Avram Sivkotan Gimel. Look at the Magen Avram Sivkotan Gimel. Umuchach midvarav, it's clear from his words, the dafka konof she'ein bo shir lis atif, that this halacha that Mechaber is discussing, where you can't reattach it to another garment, is dafka if that corner that came off with the one set of strings does not have on its own a shir ituf, a shir of a kosher pair of tzitzis. The after asru b'gemara afilim hu masik amal ama, even though the Gemara clearly answers a case where it's even an ama by an ama, which most shittas hold is the shir ituf, gamze adayin ein bo shir ituf l'didei. According to the Magen Avram, that is not the shir ituf. As we'll see later on, the Magen Avram has a more stringent opinion of what the shir ituf is, and therefore the Magen Avram says this halacha is only going to be asr when this corner is not yet have the shir ituf. According to Hishita, Avol, however, says the Mishabura, Lefi the Magen Avram, Im hoyo b'hachaticha shir shiyya bo kedei l'satif, this corner was a very large corner, L'mashal got cut off of a talus gadol, a large piece of the corner, and there's a shir in just that corner, a shir of ituf, then mutter l'tzarif osa l'beged acher afilu im tzitziosav, then you would be allowed to attach this corner onto another garment, even with the tzitzis on it. And the reason for that is because the Magen Avraham holds, since it was done, the tzitzis that were on this corner were placed on in the proper way, the b'shas asiyah of the original garment, and that piece where the tzitzis are never got smaller than the shir ituf, and therefore that tzitzis never became pasul. It became pasul in that you don't have four tzitzis on that beged, but it remained a four-cornered beged, and you have to start somewhere with a four-cornered beged. You could start with one corner. So here you have one corner on that beged that is a shir ituf, even though it's only the corner of the original garment. And therefore, when you put it back onto a new garment, that would be okay according to the Magen Avram. Aval hataz b'sefkatan gimel, however, the Taz in Sefkatan Gimel argues and answers that, and so too is Masha from the Levush and the Rechayim. And their svara is that even though you're right, it was placed on b'shas asiyah of the original garment properly, but now that you're putting onto a new garment, you need an asiyah the proper way in the new garment that it's going to be in. Otherwise, they hold it would be a problem of tasa velo mina asui. That's the machlokas of whether this corner has a shir ituf or not. But according to everyone, if it does not have a shir ituf, it would be a problem of tasa v'lo mina asui, putting this corner with the tzitzis on, attaching it to the corner of a new garment. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sivkatan Vav, im hatzitzios, we're talking about putting on this corner onto a new garment with its original tzitzis, ava below atzitzis, but says the Mishnah Berurah, if the tzitzis would not be on it, mutter l'chabro, im hu machzik al kokonim shalosh etzbos al shalosh. But if the tzitzis were not on the corner, and you just want to put this corner onto a different garment and then put the tzitzis on afterwards, that would be okay, assuming that this corner is at least the size of 3 etzbos by 3 etzbos, that we will see later in Mitzvah Shem why we need that in Siv Dalad. But for now, the Mishnah Berurah just points out, if there would be no tzitzis on this corner, and it was the size of shalosh etzbos, al shalosh etzbos, you could place that corner on the other garment, the achakach yatel bo atzitzis, and then you could place the tzitzis in the corners. Even though in this case you took off the tzitzis from the corner to allow you to attach that corner to the other garment, on the other garment which had 3 sets of tzitzis, those tzitzis would not need to be removed. And again, that's only assuming that that new garment that you're attaching this corner to was all along a bar chiyuva, kigon shlo nikra menu hakonof v'igul, that its corner that's missing was not missing in a rounded way, in which case it would passel the original tzitzis. Rather, it was cut off in a way that the garment was still either 4 corners or 5 corners, and it only had 3 tzitzis on, since it has a shir ituf, and it's a 4-cornered garment, so then it never lost its shame of a bar chiyuva, and therefore the 3 tzitzis that remained on it would not need to be removed. Avol, however, says the Mishnah Berurah, im nikra mimena be'igul, if the corner of that new beged that you're attaching this corner to was cut in a rounded fashion, v'nasa bas gimel, and it turned out that for a time that garment was only a 3-cornered garment, v'niftura mitzitzis, and it was cut from tzitzis, then tzarach lahatir kol atzitzis ulhatilo mechadosh, Achar shenases bazdalin. Then you would need to remove all the tzitzis and then reattach this corner, thus making it into a four-corner garment, and then reattaching all the tzitzis. The ilaf achi, because if you don't do that, have a tasa v'lo mina asli. Just to summarize what the Mishabu is telling us in the Sifkatan, that which we say that if you have this corner without the tzitzis, you could attach it to the new garment and then place the tzitzis on, that's only addressing the new corner. But the other three corners of tzitzis, you could keep the tzitzis on from their original status. However, the Mishabu says that's only if it never lost its status of a four-cornered garment. However, if the that new garment that you're putting on had one corner that was rounded and for a time was made into a three-cornered garment, so that garment is puzzle. It's not chayv and tzitzis. And now that you're adding on the fourth corner, you would be required to take off all the tzitzis and then to redo them. Says the Mishabu Reviter in Sifkatan Zayin, the Beged Acher, we said that you should not attach this corner with the tzitzis onto a different beged. Avol im yirtza l'chaber ha-konof la-beged shenikra mimenu. Till now we're discussing attaching the corner onto a different garment. But says the Mishabur, if you would like to attach this corner with the tzitzis on it to the original garment that it got ripped off of, afilu im nikra l'gamri v'lo nishtayer koshu b'chibur. Even if it was totally ripped off and it's not even hanging by a thread, ein tzar l'hatir mimenu ha-tzitzis, you would not need to remove the tzitzis from this corner. And it will not be possible midin tasev lo min asui. Why? Kevon the tchilas asiyaso beveged zehaya bekashrus. Since its original making with this beged gufa was done bekashrus. Since it was done bekashrus originally, and now the corner was ripped off, and now it's being reattached, that's okay. It sticks with its original status of being kosher. The choseim lo nasis abeged bas gimel beis akriya. But again, we have the same stipulation here as we had in the last sifkatan, and that is that's only assuming that the beged, when this corner was ripped off, remained with corners and did not become only a three-cornered garment. The kanal b'sifkatan vav. The gam dafki makonof machzik al kolpanim gimel al gimel. We also require that this corner that fell off was a little more than three. It was at least three fingers by three fingers. Kibesamach sevdal, like we'll discuss in the next year. Emir tzeshem in sevdal. Kol zeh huladas shulchan aruch la'magen avram sevkatan gimel. This is all the shita of the shulchan aruch and the magen avram. Aval hataz besevkatan gimel posik she'enaf gemina. But the taz paskins the sevkatan gimel that there is no difference bein im hatzeruf lebeged acher o zagufa. It does not matter if you're attaching this corner back to its original garment or to a new garment. Hakol hu bechlal tasev lo min asui. It's all going to be a problem of tasev lo min asui. And therefore one should be machmir. So again, the tas is machmir, not only like we saw before, that if you attach the corner to a new garment, but even if you attach this corner to its original garment, the tas holds, that would still be tasavu and asui, because the maisa was detached, and it was not a four-cornered garment, it was not a, it didn't have a shear of a kedeituf, and therefore you would have to take off the tzitzis and reattach them again, once you reattach it to its original garment. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Sif Gimel, Talus Mitzuyetzes Kehilchasa Shehulchu L'Shtayim. A regular talus that had the tzitzis on and it was split down the middle. Ubekol Chelek Yeshbo Shir L'Satev. Each half of this talus still has a shear of ituf, which means it has a proper shear that you could wear and it would have its chiyuv of tzitzis. V'nishal Kol Achas Men Tzitzis Achas L'Shtayim. And each half only has one or two, let's say two sets of tzitzis. So you have a four-corner garment, like a regular talis gadol that we have, and your child comes and snips it down the middle. So now you have two garments that are the sheer ituf that could be used as a pair of tzitzis, but they each only have two sets of strings on them. Ein bo mishum tasev lo min ha'asui. Says the Mechaber, there is no problem there of tasev lo min ha'asui. But the Mechaber over here leaves us a little hanging. What are you doing with this? I'm saying the tzitzis right now are puzzled. There's only two sets of tzitzis on this garment and two on that garment. But yet the Mechaber says there is no problem of tasav lo min asui. You'll have to see the Mishabura. What exactly is the Mechaber referring to over here by telling us there is no problem of tasav lo min asui? So says the Mishabura in Sifkat and Ches of a Kol Chelek. We said the talis gadol was split down the middle and you have in each section a shear that it could be used as its own tzitzis. Avol in ein b'kol chelek kedeilis atev. However, if you don't have within each part a kedeituf kamoshu shchiach betalisos ketanim shelanu, which would be very common with our talis katan, That if you would take our talis katan and cut it in half, you would not have a shir itaf on each side. So then this batel mehem takef ha mitzvah tzitzis. Then you have automatically, like we said earlier, cancelled from them the mitzvah tzitzis. Vim yirtze achar kach lachzor lechaber chilek echel lechaberu. If you would then want to reattach the two chalakim together, o l'shar chaticho, or you'd like to reattach each one of these chalakim to a different piece of material, tzarech lahatir mitchila kol atzitzios. You would have to remove all the tzitzios before in order to avoid a problem of tasev lo me'asui, because since it has less than a shir ituf, it lost its status of a talus. If the way it was cut, one side has a shir ituf and one side does not have a shir ituf, you would only have to remove the tzitzis from the portion that does not have the shir ituf. And then you would have to reattach the tzitzis from that part after it got reattached to the other side of the garment. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, Einbo, we said Einbo Mishum Tasev Lom Na'asui, and we pointed out that we don't know how you're using this talus exactly to say that it's not a problem of Tasev Lom Na'asui. Again, the talus is cut in half, you have a Shir Itaf on both sides, there is no problem of Tasev Lom Na'asui. But what case exactly is the Mechaber referring to? Says the Mishnah Berurah in the last line on page Chav Zayin, about to turn on to page 54, that Tzitzis Shenish Aru Ein Shem Psu Aleihem. Because the tzitzis that remain in each half, which had a shir ituf on its own, does not have a shem psul on them. Kevan yesh ben kidei shir ituf, because you have in each portion a shir ituf. Al kain, therefore, in yirtze, if you want, yochol letzarif la'oso achetzi chaticho mi beged acher. Therefore, you could attach to each of the halves a part of a garment from a different garment. Velasos tzitzis chadoshim ala knafos achadoshim, and you could add on tzitzis to the new corners that were just created. But the corners that were there originally would be okay, and it would not be a problem of Tasev Lo Me'asui, because it came from the half that was a shir ituf. The kol shekein sheyochol lasas menachetzi talus shalim. And certainly if you would want, you could just keep that piece of material that is a shir ituf and make it into a talus katan. Dehainu sheyasa beis tzitzis al haknafos ha'mechudashim. You already have two tzitzis on, so you'll add two other tzitzis on the place where it was cut, and now you'll have a four-cornered pair of talus katan. V'imyirtze, the third option, says the Mishnah Berurah, l'chaber achalokim sheneschalku echel achaveru. If you want to reattach the two halves together, yesh omim detzaruch mitchilo lahatir atzitzis minchelak echad v'achachachitferenu. Some are machmir and want to say, and this is the sheet of the Taz that we had earlier, that one has to be machmir to take off the tzitzis from chelak echad, from one of the sides, and then to sew it. The achar sheyitzvarenu yatov atzitzis, and then after you sew it together, you'll then reattach it tzitzis. The lo yatir havi b'chal tasev avodasui. The tasev again is machmir that even in that case, when you reattach the garments, the tzitzis would have to be off before you reattach it to avoid a problem of tasev avodasui. Avol rov ha'achronim mekilin, but most achronim are mekil. The sovereign the zel lo havi b'chal tasev avodasui. That again, since that was originally put on as a four-cornered garment, everything was kosher, and now when it got cut, you still have the shir ituf, that would never be a problem of tassel and asui. Mikom bakom tov lahachmir lachachila. However, it is better to be machmir lachachila like a taz, and to remove the tzitzis before you reattach the two halves, and then put in the tzitzis again. So again, to answer our question, the Mechaber who says that when you have a large talus that had tzitzis properly, and it was cut into two, and each chelek has a shir ituf, and they each have two sets of tzitzis on it, it's not a problem tasev lo me'asui. It could be referring to one of three cases: either that you are reattaching each one of the halves to another garment, or you are keeping each half as its own garment and adding on two other strings, or you are reattaching them together, according to most poskim. Of course, we have the taz, who's even machmir, that when you're reattaching them, you have to first remove the tzitzis and then replace the tzitzis after you sew the two parts of the garment together. And Mitzvah Shem will stop here, and we will continue in the next year in Sif Dalet.